Fenwick pays $54 million to settle. FTX customer claims over pre-collapse legal work law firm Fenwick & West has agreed to pay $54 million to resolve a class action brought by former FTX customers, who allege the firm's pre-collapse legal work helped Sam Bankman-Fried structure transactions that obscured the diversion of customer deposits to Alameda Research. Reuters reported the deal on May 23, 2026, citing court filings. The payment is the largest disclosed settlement by an outside professional services provider tied to the FTX collapse to date. A longstanding claim against FTX's outside counsel, Fenwick acted as outside counsel to FTX and its affiliates from 2017 onward, advising on corporate structure, fundraising, and several transactions that later drew scrutiny from the bankruptcy estate. Customers argued in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida that the firm's work went beyond neutral legal advice, and that some of the deal documents it prepared facilitated the commingling of customer assets with Alameda's trading book. Fenwick has not admitted wrongdoing. The firm has previously said its work was limited to standard corporate matters, and that it had no visibility into how customer balances were managed. The class settlement still requires approval by the presiding judge. Net distributions to former customers would flow on top of repayments, already coming out of the main FTX Trading LLC DID bankruptcy estate, which has been working its way through Delaware bankruptcy court since November 2022. Pressure shifts to FTX's other advisors. The settlement matters less for its dollar value than for the precedent. Most of the criminal accountability for FTX has fallen on insiders. Bankman-Fried is serving a 25-year sentence after his March 2024 conviction, and former executives Caroline Ellison, Gary Wang, and Nishad Singh cooperated with prosecutors. Civil recovery against outside firms has moved more slowly. A handful of other professional service providers are still defending similar customer claims, including auditors and additional outside counsel. The Fenwick number gives plaintiffs a reference point. Cases that had been parked while the criminal trial concluded are now back on the docket, with a benchmark settlement to anchor negotiations. For the broader crypto industry, the message is operational. Law firms representing exchanges, brokers, and large stablecoin issuers have already raised diligence standards over the past 2 years. A $54 million payout to former customers, even without an admission, hardens the case for in-house compliance review of any structure that touches segregated customer funds. Counterparty risk extends beyond the exchange itself. For users, the Fenwick settlement is a reminder of how counterparty risk on custodial platforms can spread out. When a centralized exchange fails, the recovery chain runs through bankruptcy trustees, civil class actions against the company's officers, and now actions against its professional advisors. Each step takes years and pay cents on the dollar. That mechanic is one reason interest in self-custody options and non-custodial spending products has held up even through periods of falling crypto prices. Bitcoin trades at $75,394 as of May 23, 2026, down 2.8% over 24 hours and 4.5% over the past week, with the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index at 35. The FTX estate's residual cases are still landing in a market that has not fully shaken off the post-2022 risk overhang. Settlement context: Fenwick is one of Silicon Valley's older corporate firms, with a long history advising technology and venture-backed companies. The firm's reported revenue was just under $700 million in 2024, which puts the $54 million figure in context. Meaningful, not existential, and likely partially covered by professional indemnity insurance. The next milestones are the court's preliminary approval of the class settlement and any cross-claims among other defendants seeking contribution. Both will shape how aggressively the estate pursues remaining recoveries from FTX's wider advisor network.